Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Something's happening to me. Welcome back to 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me.
You need our new commercials,
too. I know it. We're, they're coming, I guess. Yeah, I hope they are.
Please send them to you. You gotta
yeah, I think so. That's Jay Meeks, folks. He can't wait to talk to you. Jay is Executive Vice President of Marketing and Sales at Insperity, I-N-S-P-E-R-I-T-Y, Insperity. And that's our they're not our new partners, but that's their new name, and that's what we got going forward. Speaking of going, and that's Insperity.com, right?
Yep.
So,
yes, sir.
So check it out, folks. Mm-hmm. Jay, you looked into your crystal ball and you saw where you needed to go in the future, and you realized that the racetrack you were going to be running on was going to be, you weren't going to be competitive in that racetrack with the race car you had, mm-hmm. which was a Ministaff and all that 25 right. year of success, and so but when you looked in the future, what were you thinking as far as where you thought the company needed to go?
Well, we felt like that that there was a lot more we could do for small business and for business in general. You know, we only had 1 out of 10 folks we called on become a client, mm-hmm. but yet we developed a relationship, mm-hmm. and it's kind of like what you and I have talked about before. It's like, what can we do to help you? Mm-hmm. And if it wasn't the full blown, you know, the full blown admin staff,
right?
Then you had to walk away. And so we looked at these, building this brand and then leaving so many people behind without anything, didn't even make a customer out of them, not much a client, but at least a customer.
Right.
And so we saw that there was a great opportunity by leveraging these relationships and making customers, if we could make them clients.
So whenever when I used to sell Xerox machines 30 years ago, and I walked in and I said, what can I do to help you? If somehow during that conversation I wasn't able to work the conversation back to a copier,
right.
then I didn't waste a sales call, maybe, but I didn't get any business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the way you guys were.
Right. Exactly.
And so folks, if you sell one thing, you know, you still should be walking into your customer saying, what can I do to help you?
Right.
And almost not care what they say.
Mm-hmm.
If you're really going to do it right. But if you're only selling one thing, maybe you need to think about adding something on, because you know, you guys were hunting elephants,
mm-hmm. right?
The PEO client, that was an elephant. Mm-hmm. You were slaying an elephant out there, getting that
right.
sale, right?
Yeah.
But you realize maybe we need to hunt rabbits too in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's really a twofold strategy. One, it is to be able to make customers of folks that we're making relationships with,
right?
But it's also a strategy to grow our core business quicker. You know, because we have these adjacent businesses that we've acquired.
Right.
We already have clients and customers.
Right.
And we have an intro in to drive business toward our PEO. So it's both about growing customers, but it's also about particularly growing the PEO.
So folks, think about that. You know, whatever your PEO product is, you know, if your sales aren't going like you think they should, if you know, a lot of people are still struggling with after this and in this recovery. You know, maybe it's, you know, and I've been saying this for several months now, Jay. If your sales aren't where you think it should be, it's probably time to consider not blaming the recession.
All right. That's right.
It's time to start saying, okay, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with my approach?
You get about 2 weeks to blame the recession, maybe 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then you've got to do something about it. That's what entrepreneurs do. They do something about it. They don't stay where they are.
Right.
And they create. We had Steve Forbes, as you know, here yesterday.
Yeah.
He did a great presentation and a good Q&A. And his optimism over business in America, mm-hmm. and entrepreneurs in particular, was outstanding.
I want to talk about that for a second, if you don't mind. He said if we can do certain things where we get out of our own way, mm-hmm. from a policy standpoint in Washington,
right.
we can get certain things to happen. He thinks in 5 years – We won't look back.
Exactly.
We'll never
look
back.
Amazing.
Off to the races.
You know, he's a smart guy.
He's a smart guy. But I like that optimism about him.
Oh, yeah.
About him. And I
Absolutely.
Think and I think that's a good, those are good thoughts to end our visit on, Jay. What are your thoughts about the future?
Well, I'm optimistic also. I think that there is uncertainty out there that's been created by our bureaucrats and mm-hmm. politicians. But doggone it, there's always uncertainty. We don't know we're gonna get hit by a truck
that's
when we
right.
walk out the hotel here in
right.
a little while. Hopefully not. But So it's really about dealing with it. I mean, that's just life. It's just what it is. It's life. And, you know, they don't build monuments to pessimists. You know?
Right.
And so being an optimist is a much better way to go.
It's a lot
you
more,
have more friends.
It's
too.
A lot more fun. To, exactly. Yeah. Jay, thanks for being here. Thanks
pleasure,
for
Jim.
Thanks for the relationship. Congratulations on Disparity.
Thank you.
I know you guys
awesome.
Are glad to make this switch. And thanks for sharing the process with us today.
You bet.
Jay Meeks, ladies and gentlemen, Executive Vice President of Sales and Marketing at Insperity, Inspiring Business Performance. What a great story he gave us. I hope you learned a lot from it. And if you need to go back and listen to it again, you can do it on my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, signing off from Houston, Texas, and reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.